My thanks to Jason Fitzpatrick for his excellent article and the inspiration for this video. You'll find his article at the link listed. Is upgrading your old PC or laptop worth it? If your computer feels sluggish after all these years, you'd probably like to give it a little boost. So let's look at an inexpensive way to make an old computer feel fast and fresh again. Upgrade the primary drive to an SSD. Upgrading your computer's old mechanical hard drive to a modern solid-state drive is the single greatest PC performance hack around. It works for laptops and desktops alike, and everything from your boot time to your day-to-day experience with the computer will improve. Good news! The price of SSDs has tumbled over the years. You can pick up a decent-sized SSD from a reputable company at a dirt-cheap price. Please refer to Jason's article for price and product suggestions. Add more RAM. Upgrading to an SSD and adding more RAM to an older computer is like a 1-2 punch to significantly boost performance. Like SSDs, the prices are quite reasonable. If you're not shopping for the newest and most cutting-edge stuff, which, if you're upgrading an old laptop, is hardly a concern. Jumping from 8GB to 16GB of RAM is a huge performance boost for an old PC and one you can easily make for as low as $20 to $40, depending on what kind of RAM you need. Audit your startup programs and installed apps. Whether you're trying to speed up an old or a new computer, it's always wise to audit your startup programs. But it's especially wise on older computers, as there's been more time for more clutter to accumulate. If you're not actively using something as part of your day-to-day workflow, there's no reason to have it, or a helper app related to it, load every time you start your computer. And if you're not using the application anymore, get rid of it. Uninstall it. Wipe the operating system and start fresh. Removing things from your system startup and tidying up is great, but sometimes what you really need is a fresh start, where all the years of digital debris, seen and unseen, are stripped away. Ideally, you don't want to restore from a backup or recovery disk. That will just reinstall all the bloatware you're trying to get rid of. Instead, it's best to do a fresh installation of the operating system, or to use something like the Reset This PC function in Windows to wipe it back to a fresh bloatware-free installation. Consider a different operating system altogether. Windows 10 runs well on old hardware, especially with an SSD upgrade. But if you're trying to breathe life into hardware struggling with Windows, you might want to consider a different operating system altogether. There are lightweight Linux distros, like Puppy Linux, that can run on older hardware. If you're looking for more of a Chromebook-like experience that turns an old computer into a cloud terminal, you can always take Chrome OS Flex for a spin. Clean out the dust. Computers are good at protecting themselves from benign neglect, and one of the ways they do that is to automatically throttle performance if things get too toasty. Sometimes there are no obvious warning signs. The computer just runs slower, tasks seem to take longer, and so on. On the other extreme end of things, if you're dealing with a laptop with its tiny exhaust fans clogged with dust bunnies, the computer might outright crash because of high temperatures, but that's usually not the case. Upgrade the fans and CPU cooler. Speaking of the CPU cooler and keeping your temperatures low, if you're running a computer with the cheap stock fans that came with it and the basic CPU cooler, it's worth checking to see how much a basic upgrade would set you back. the difference between the little hockey puck cooler that came with the PC and something beefier like a tower-style cooler is significant. Upgrading the ventilation and coolers on a laptop isn't really an option, but if you'd like to keep your laptop cooler to boost performance, you can always park it on a laptop cooling pad. Reapply thermal paste. If you upgrade the CPU cooler, you'll have to replace the thermal paste. But if you're not upgrading the CPU cooler, it's not something that might cross your mind. Repasting is the process of cleaning off the old thermal paste and applying new paste. It takes a little more effort than dusting out your PC, but you can get a tube of high-quality thermal paste for under $10. Upgrade connectivity with USB dongles and expansion cards. Sometimes our motivation for upgrading isn't that the computer is too slow to do what we want, but that it simply lacks the necessary ports or connectivity standards we need. The same goes for things like missing Bluetooth or Wi-Fi connectivity. Let's say you'd like to use Bluetooth accessories with your old computer, but it doesn't support Bluetooth, which is something I ran into. No problem. Adding Bluetooth to a PC is as simple as buying a cheap Bluetooth adapter. Replace the monitor and other peripherals. I have more than a few old laptops hanging around that, from a raw processing power and performance standpoint, have a lot of life left in them. But the screen quality and size, as well as the physical build of the laptop, such as cheap chiclet keyboard, generic trackpad, etc., all leave a lot to be desired. Monitors have improved substantially over the years, and it's worth swapping out that old budget monitor with a newer model or docking your laptop so you can use a proper keyboard, mouse, and monitor. Freed from that tiny keyboard and cruddy screen on your old laptop, you'll find you enjoy using it a lot more. However you approach your list of tips, though, we're sure you'll be able to squeeze a little bit more performance out of your old hardware. Maybe all your old PC needs is an SSD and some extra RAM to help you cruise along until questions like, should I buy a new computer for Windows 11 or the much talked about upcoming Windows 12 are serious considerations. Stay safe, stay secure. Keep that old computer humming. I'll see you again soon. Bye-bye, and thanks for watching and listening.